Welcome everyone to Manny Manchin's Sunday service for July 30th, 2023. If you have any questions or prayer requests during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. We will be monitoring the chat and we'll do our very best to address your needs. We'd like to thank all those who have supported our church with your generous donations. We do have expenses as we expand our community internationally. And we are personally very thankful for all of you who support us. Now I'd like to call upon Reverend Douglas to open the service with a prayer.
Thank you, Reverend Doug. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the International School of the Prophets, Manny Manchin Center's spiritual virtual healing service. God Almighty, we come before you today with open hearts and minds, ready to receive your words of wisdom and that is imparted into our lives. As we explore the teachings that guide us in dealing with anxiety, help us to be receptive to your truth, trusting in your unending love. May our time together be blessed by your presence, and may we be strengthened to face the worries and fears that may assail us from time to time. We ask for guidance, God Almighty, in the name of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, in understanding, compassion, and love, that we might walk more closely in your most perfect ways. In Yeshua's name, Jesus the Christ, we are grateful for our lives. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. Now I call upon Mark, who will read our mission statement.
All right, our mission is to speak of God Almighty and generally to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know in part the great truths of God Almighty and understand in parts the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions or heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal souls and its divine existence within each of us, as recounted in holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you, Mark. Now I call upon Dave Chatham, Deacon Dave Chatham, to read the love verses from 1 Corinthians.
Okay, thank you. Chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patience, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves.
Thank you, Deacon Dave. Now I will recite the Lord's Prayer, and I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer along with me. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lastly, I would like to call Reverend Michael to read the prayer for our planet.
Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for the divine grace to shed the beloved rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, influence those minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet be filled with peace, harmony, every day, in every way. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Michael. At this point, I call upon Reverend Douglas to present today's sermon.
Again, good morning, everyone. The summer is moving along quite quickly, and we're all having holidays, and we're enjoying each other's company. Today, we have 37 souls on board on our virtual service. Please reach out to your friends and neighbors and loved ones or people you think that might be interested in our worship as in practical Christianity. We are broadcasting the show live worldwide on the Global Village radio show. And we want to say welcome to all the people that are listening to the radio show live at this moment in time, wherever they might be in the world. And also for those people who will be listening to the radio show and the archive version of the show around the clock in the next 24 hours or so. Please continue to send your information or suggestions to our email addresses. We are going through some sort of a renovation, so to speak. And today's sermon is a little bit about the times that we live in. These times that are anxious, we have anxiety within all levels of our society. We are going through some changes here with our Zoom meetings. I want you to, or you must soon go to the International School of the Prophets.com and sign in for the new Zoom link that will be put up there starting for next week. We've had some changes here, a little anxiety with our Zoom program. It seems to be, there's some glitches. If you've had trouble getting onto the service in the past, I've had a recent report that people have been able to get on sometimes and not other times. Drop us a line to one of those email addresses that are in the chat, and we'd like to hear about your situation or what happened to you so that we can make our service better. So with that announcement, as I said, this is a time of chaos, a time of teaching or testing. I've been prophetically talking about these times for a long, long time, and here we are. It's regrettable that I have people contacting me about the catastrophes and disasters that are taking place in the world. Recently, sharks are coming up to the East Coast and West Coast of North America and elsewhere. It was several years ago I was making these predictions in Spain, and also when I was talking to my friends in North Carolina. My book, The New Earth, contains many of the events that are taking place now, and that was written back in 2011. And before that, the book was called 2012 and Beyond. I'm mentioning that not in the sense that I want you to run off and buy my book. I'm mentioning it in the idea that God is perfect. What we're going through is perfect. What is happening to our world now is perfect. Although from our hearts and minds, each and every day, we go through trials and tribulations, and these situations seem catastrophic at the time. Think back 2 months. What was catastrophic to you 2 months ago? How about 2 or 3 years ago when we had the pandemic? Catastrophic. But God is perfect. The only thing you need do is be a believer. To be a believer in God Almighty sets up an array of protection for you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, your friends. That's it, to be a believer. But you can't simply be a believer by mouth. A believer is a believer inside, without any mental reservations. To be a believer is to have no doubt. You might not understand the way of God Almighty and the way the world is unfolding, the purpose of life, the situation and circumstances you find yourself in today. That's understandable. you are a human being and you're in this wonderful classroom we call the world, in this dimension, the physical earth. Our spiritual selves are experiencing what we're experiencing for the reasons you are designed to experience. You have selected this life. You have a plan. It was a spiritual path you selected prior to entering into this dimension. Therefore, if God is perfect, and what is happening is perfect, and the plan is perfect, you are perfect. And as you continue to go through life looking for perfection, you will find your way to perfection. The steps are simply to be more aware, you know, aware of your intuition, aware of your spiritual abilities, aware of something beyond you that you're not quite sure about, but it takes your mind towards the greater understanding of what is going on about you and around you. And in attempting to understand that, you are attempting to discover who and what you are, a spiritual being in a physical body. So remember, no matter what befalls you, what comes towards you, there is a purpose. However, humans, as we know humans, are frail. And that frailty comes from the fear and anxiety that is part of what it makes us up as an emotional being in this physical life. So what does the Bible have to say? In these tumultuous times, our hearts are often heavy with the burdens of the world. We live in an era of rapid change, and the frenzied pace of life can stroke the fires of anxiety within our souls. But for today, let us turn our hearts and minds to the wisdom of the Holy Book and the teachings that are there in the King James Version of the Bible. And let its eternal light, wisdom, and truth guide us through these foggy and uncertain times. After all, it's your spiritual purpose to find your way. This is the way. You're on a path with all of us, all together, individually. The Bible reminds us in Philippians 4:6-7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God Almighty. And the peace of God, which passes through all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Yeshua, the Savior, or Jesus the Christ. This is profound wisdom. Anxiety need not grip your hearts, for we have a loving God who hears our prayers and knows our needs long before we know. So we must learn to cast our cares upon God Almighty. For as it is written in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Now, what does this mean, to cast your cares upon God? It means to surrender your fears, your worries, and your anxieties to God Almighty, knowing that Yeshua, the Savior, watches over us, that he will guide us, and he will provide for us opportunities and ways to solve the issues of the day. Certainly this world may seem chaotic, but as I said, God is perfect. God is in control. And his love for us is unchanging. If you're a believer, you are facing God. If you're an unbeliever, your back is to God. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't exist. It just means that you're looking in the wrong direction. When you have worries and fears, you're starting to turn your back on God because you're doubting. Your fear and anxiety are separating you from the great Creator. So turn back. Face God. And in those times of uncertainty, even to the point of death, remember God is with you. Consider that famous saying in Matthew 6, 26 to 34, where it's written, consider the lilies of the fields and the birds of the air, just as Yeshua taught in Matthew. They neither toil nor worry, yet our Heavenly Father provides for them. How much more valuable are we, the children of God, if we trust in God Almighty and seek very firstly His kingdom? All that we need shall be added to us, created for us, given to us, but we have to ask. Remember prayer, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. My dear friends, the challenge lies in letting go and embracing faith. It doesn't mean we become passive or indifferent to the world, naive, or even put ourselves willfully in danger. Rather, we actively engage with it, fortified by our faith, knowing that there will always be a solution to any problem that comes our way. We can overcome any challenge that presents itself. We can remove any block that stands in our way with God's help. To keep your peace at all times is to be a demonstration of your faith. It's a measure of your faith, and you can measure your faith at those times of uncertainty. If this wasn't the truth, I wouldn't say this to you. Your trials and tribulations are measures, they're tools, they're tests, they're teaching tools that you will become a greater believer. You will become a believer because you want to believe. And as you believe in God Almighty, everything begins to make sense. And you will continue to develop your spiritual ability for communications to the higher dimensions, to the divine beings above, to and in harmony with the spiritual heavens and kingdoms above. We're going to return there one day to these places from whence we came originally in the pre-existence. Our post-existence will be a measure of what happened between the pre-existence and the post-existence right here in this world. So whatever happens to you, don't be afraid. It may be serious and it may be difficult and you may feel alone. But join our community or a group of like-minded people and pray. Not for the magic of removing the pain and the difficulties. Remember, this is your way. They're there for a divine purpose. You might not be able to figure it out now, but I guarantee you in the future, looking back, you will see the wisdom as to why you went through this time. So don't be dismayed. God is God Almighty. God will strengthen you. God will help you always. Right at the last minute, sometimes right down to the wire, but that help will always come. God will uphold you. And God, with His right hand of righteousness, will save you in God's time from whatever difficulty that may befall you. Be a believer, but not because you say you are, or because you hope you are, because you think it's the right thing to do, or perhaps you want to fit into the group. Become a believer. Faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. Be mindful of those guiding prophetic dreams that help you in daily life. Be mindful of that spiritual force that is around you, that solves all your issues or problems. You just don't run away. You stand still and wait, or you take steps to face the darkness. Remember, the Ha-Satan is everywhere. It's an influence. It's not a being. God Almighty was in the beginning. God Almighty is in the present, and God Almighty will be in the end. And as we go through our path in life, remember turning to holy books or finding wisdom in spiritual books, praying sincerely and practicing your faith and trusting in God Almighty. This is the way. And we can all find peace and strength to face life's challenges. May the grace and peace of Yeshua, the Savior, or Jesus the Christ be with you all. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas.
I'm going to try to play that song now, Doc, if you could hear it.
I, the Lord of sea and
sky, you hear the music?
I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin. My hand will say, I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. I now ask you to continue with our service and lead us in the regular virtue healing portion.
We've had some recent reports about the welfare of some of the people that have been asking for spiritual healing. Of course, everybody's a little shy when it comes standing up to say, I received a miracle. Don't be shy. Don't brag about it either. Yeshua teaches us to keep those things confidential. But it's okay to come back and tell us here on the community. It's like, you know, you got a birthday present and you want to share it. We want to hear about it. Because it helps us. It strengthens our faith. So people have reported to me that some are in difficulty and some are overcoming issues. And some people are surprised that their prayers were answered. Well, don't be surprised. It's supposed to happen. And the understanding of spiritual healing, it's not magic. It's not a lottery. God doesn't pick and choose. God offers to everyone. And as you pray for things, remember, ask and it shall be given to you is a great promise. But there's two conditions with it. You have to seek and you have to knock. In other words, you seek any solution you can find to help you. You knock on any door and ask everyone if they can help you. So it becomes a proactive codependency, if you will, between yourself and God. I know it's said that your lack of faith is why you're not healed. That's not true. It's your lack of something, but that doesn't mean that miracles don't randomly happen. They do. Our spiritual source is the universal creative force that's common throughout all things. It's called creation. The understanding that we have to put a label on it so that our intellectual minds can sort of grasp some meaning to it, we have chosen the name virtue. This is said for new people who might be here for the first time or so, and I know every week we are getting more and more people talking about us and participating in our services, and which we are very glad that you're here. Virtue is the word taken from the good book. In that story, when a lady came up and touched Yeshua's garment, he turned around and said, "Who touched me? I felt virtue coming out of me." That was the name that Jesus the Christ called it. And so we properly, in my opinion, have named it virtue. I don't understand it completely. I have some small understanding, as we all do. But I have seen it do remarkable things. Changes a drug addict's life overnight. Causes wounds in bodies to heal up very quickly, within 3 or 4 days, as opposed to weeks or months. Sometimes serious diseases, brain tumors disappear. There is usually a benefit immediately felt. Then incrementally, people become better. It seems some people with serious diseases like cancers and, well, other forms of serious concerns are incrementally helped. Even though they might be taking medications or undergoing surgery, the virtue speeds up the healing. God works through many ways. Through the physicians, the therapists, the healers, the ministers, the community, through you. Did you know right at this moment you are enlightened completely? You are. You are an enlightened being. You just don't know it yet. But at this moment, you are. So as you get closer and closer to that knowing, you will demonstrate the spiritual gifts of enlightenment. But you are enlightened at this moment. I will do my best to show you the inner way, as will the other clergy that is here today, as will the other members who are here today. It is your duty to participate in your salvation, in your enlightenment. I can show you the way. You have to take your steps. And it's my pleasure to do so. So as we engage in what we call this virtual spiritual healing service, we have people on their cell phones in the 585-440-416 area codes. We have Maria, we have Brandon, we have Regine's phone, we have Pastor Hamster's, I guess, iPhone, Rupella or Pelly, Victoria, Tony, Carrie, Santos, Will Santos, Alexandra W., Mary Roseberry Brown, Malcolm in Toronto, a former director of Many Mansions, Celeste, Robert and Janet, good friends of mine, Terry Young, a good friend and brother, Gaetan, Patty, who is doing a wonderful job at helping to organize the meetings, Bertina Tibbs, PJ, Tim C. in Montreal, Rebecca, Joel, and Mark, Beverly, Vivian, GLS8, Tim's iPhone, Tomas, Joy, Maria Fernanda, Alvarez, Boris Tados. Oh, sorry. I just love that title. It's one of great honor. William, Larry, Angie and baby Elsie, Sandy B, Sue, Jack, and I guess that's Sandy beside him there. Paul, Santiago, Jim and Cherie, Reverend Michael, Reverend Douglas, Mark, Deacon Dave, and wife Carla, and myself. We have 46 people with us today. All of us make up the community here today. And for those people who are here today, I'm going to bless you through the computer. You do not need to put your request in a secondary way in the chat. It's actually, in my opinion, a sign of lack of faith. God is everywhere. You are going to be blessed with virtue because virtue goes wherever it goes all by itself. It has its own intelligence, its own ways and means. But I am a conduit, as we all are, for this energy to go out to everybody. And through this computer, through this international Zoom, and through the international radio show, the people who are listening to the show internationally, they too will benefit wherever you are. Just say these words: I am a believer. That's it. I am a believer. And then say, I am grateful for my life. I am grateful for any gifts or benefits that I am receiving from God Almighty. I am grateful. And then you can add in what you're grateful for. That's it. All the way through scripture, the simplest term I have found is to say, I am a believer. And without mental reservation, God will reveal to you the inner way. Now, I've got a little smile on my face because I'm reminiscing about the times before I became basically a believer. And I said, as I pointed to the ceiling, there really is a God. That's your revelation. That's your awakening. Wake up. When you're a believer, everything makes sense. And then you get to control the world you live in. Not for your own personal gain, but for your own personal benefit and then the benefit of others. Even though some of us are going through serious illnesses, serious difficulties and challenges by the Ha Satan, together, just say, I am grateful. I am grateful for our community. I am a believer. Remember a few weeks ago, we have that command to the subconscious, I am. That's what the subconscious takes, what you say. I am a believer. That's a command. I am better. I am well. I am successful. You feel the energy come up in your body when you say those things? That's the virtue. I know our metaphysical friends would call it the Kundalini or the chakras opening. In the Bible, it's called the seven churches. Same thing. The spiritual centers in your body are opening up. And the more that happens, the more aware you become, the more loving you become, the more you understand the world, and the more you can forgive yourself. You're going to make mistakes. I'll give anybody $1,000 if they can show me one person that's never made a mistake in their life. That's a safe bet, isn't it? So be loving to yourself first. Hold your hands out like this and accept from the abundance of the great creator. And when you want to transfer that virtue energy, you turn your hands the other way and you push the energy out, just like Reverend Michael has been instructing us over the last while. Now, for those of us that are not well, we can help. Because we choose to help. But remember, the greater the difficulty, the greater the reward. The greater the challenge, the greater the wisdom. Pleasure puts you to sleep. Pain wakes you up. Wake up. So with that in promptitude, Bach, I'm going to stand because it seems to be a better way for me to let the energy go. Remember in the great temples in the Holy Land and in other places around the world, if you look up on the ceiling, you'll notice that the images of the saints on the ceiling are like this, with their hands up, stooped over, pointing down. If you read about the battle of the Israelites and Moses, there's a story where he had to raise his hands like this to bless the army, and the Israelis were winning. And he was so tired, the two assistants had to come and hold his elbows up. When I first read that, I thought that was an interesting comment. Now I understand, no, this is the proper way to send energy. So when you're thinking of someone, a loved one, or a member of our community, or anyone that you want to help, or anything that you want to help, this is the way. It makes a cross. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, I come before you today, here with our community, to seek a blessing of virtue. We ask through the minds and the hearts of all those who are in the heavens above, who watch over us and who are meaningful to us. In the name of the Holy Family, Mother Mary and Father Joseph, and to Jesus the Christ. Yeshua the Savior, to the angels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Metatron, and others, we ask for their intervention in our lives to relieve us of our pains, of our lack, of our needs, and to give to us opportunities or circumstances, or to allow individuals to come to us who will assist us, that we might enjoy peace, plenty, and prosperity. In the name of all that is holy, we ask, as it is written, we come before you with gratitude. We come before you with open hearts, and we are grateful to receive a blessing today, whether it is physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. For those of us that are sick of spirit, may a blessing of love come upon us. For those of us that are sick in body, may every cell of our body be blessed with love and life and healing. May disease be chased from our body, for it is an invading force that does not belong in our body. May our hearts that are saddened or in want or to feel lonely be enlivened to know that we are not alone, as we are believers, as we have a community, and as we continue to build our community, we will take care of each other. To those that have worries and anxieties, to those that are feeling depressed and alone, let them look up into the sky to see your love and light. Let them reach out to meet friends they do not know or have not yet met. Let them not be in despair, but let them be motivated to go and find solutions to being alone. Let them love themselves. You may have trauma. You may have done something terrible in your life. You may have done something you're ashamed of. So be it. Regret wipes out the debt. If you weren't a spiritual person, you wouldn't care. But because there is goodness inside of you, you feel guilty. Understand it's all right to feel guilty, but not for long. Regretting your actions, your transgressions, that's enough to put you on the path of never doing that again. And as such, it becomes a blessing. But you must also forgive yourself and not allow yourself to be locked in the past. To those who think too much, worry too much, their mind is full of worry and fear, remember, look at the past. What happened to the worries? Where did they go? Yes, you had to act in a prudent way, in a protective way, and God provided. Think about all those times in your life where you felt it was the end, even unto death, and look what happened. You're here today. To those that are in the heavens above, who we shared our lives with, we bless them for the times that they were with us. We don't grieve for them. We grieve for ourselves, for we feel we have lost something. We have not. We have enjoyed their friendship and their company and their love because we are human beings and because it was meant to be. It's time now to continue on, not forgetting, remembering, and moving forth to a greater understanding of love. For you see, if you didn't love, you wouldn't feel poorly. You wouldn't feel guilt. You wouldn't feel regret. You are a human being, and by these feelings of anxiety, of guilt, of fear, of worry, you are a human being learning and becoming a believer. It's all right. You have had these experiences. Now they are stepping stones to your great wisdom and strength. As we mention these words, as they go through the community, we ask for the virtue to touch upon each and every one that is here, to cleanse their minds, their hearts, their bodies, and their soul from any darkness, any misdirection, any sin, to put them back on the track, back on the path, and allow them to continue on with this life, that they might enjoy a full life, that the planes that await their soul will receive them when their journey, their path, their life has come to an end in this dimension, that they might continue on in the heavenly dimensions above. For all those that are meaningful to you, we ask that virtue be sent through you as a conduit, as a healer, as a caring, loving being to those that you know and care for, that virtue will go through you because you are thinking of them, because you are asking, because you are receiving, because you are praying, that they will be relieved of some problem, issue, or concern, no matter how little or how great. For there is nothing impossible for God. All things are possible. I am grateful. Say that. I am grateful. Say it out loud. I am grateful. And God hears your words. Be grateful for all things. Be grateful for your life. Be grateful for the blessing that is coming to you now as it goes through your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. The body will be cleansed. Disease is dis-ease. It's not supposed to be in the body. Sometimes it gets a little further ahead and we have to pray harder. We have to do things the best we can. And God is with us. Just ask. Remember, don't turn your back. Face God and say, whatever it is, I am at peace, even to my death. I am a believer. I seek virtue to come through my body, to cleanse my body now. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of all that is loving, I am grateful for the blessing I am receiving, knowing that the virtue will go to wherever it is supposed to go, within your body, your mind, your heart, or your soul, and it will cleanse, heal, mend, build, and strengthen your body, mind, heart, and soul. You are supposed to be here. You are a spiritual being in a physical body going through this time of extremes. Let your heart be filled with joy. Be like a child, not naive, but always curious, always learning, always seeking. And God, like a parent above, loves you and watches out for you, but allows you to go through your life that you might learn to be a divine being in a physical body. Wake up. Touch upon the spirit forces within you. Let the soul come forward through your dreams and your visions. Practice your spiritual healing. Be grateful always. And as I'm talking, feel the energy going through your body, wherever it is needed, relieving and cleansing and healing. In its own time and in its own way, you will be healed. I am grateful for my life. Say it again. I am grateful for my life. I am grateful to be aware. I am grateful for the virtue that is going through my body now, improving my life in all ways. In the name of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Holy Family, the angels, the divine beings above, the gurus, the angels, the wise beings above, I am grateful for their presence. I am not alone. It's pretty crowded here with all these beings looking out for me. I am receiving the virtue because I deserve it. I will be a better being in my own way because I choose to do so. I am grateful for my life. In the name of all that is holy, we ask for a blessing to go to each and every one that is here today. We ask for this force of energy to go through the computer, through the Wi-Fi, through the internet, through the universe, through the air, that it will touch upon them now. All of those who are asking, who are grateful, who are receiving. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless them in each and every way that they need or require. Cleanse their blood. Remove the inflammation from their nervous systems. Allow the organs and functions of their body to be healing and normal, easily and comfortably. Remove the cancers, the bacteria, the viruses, whatever is in their body that is invading it, let it be removed and cleansed from their body now. Thank you.
I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful. I am grateful. To all those who are on the cell phone, Rishi, the Master, Will Samples, to carry. Victoria, Reverend Bernie, Alexandra, Mary Rosemary, Malcolm, Silas, Robert and Janet, Mary, Maria, Gaetan, Patty, Joe, Rebecca, Tim, PJ, Bettina. Fernando, to Joy, to Sue, to Jack and Sandy, to Paul, to Santiago, Jim and Cherie, Michael, Reverend Michael, Reverend Douglas, Mark, Deacon Dave, and Carla, and myself. And if I miss somebody, I'm sorry, I was having a little trouble. Mary, Rosemary, to Alexander, Silas. Take it, take it, take it. You are deserving. We ask a special blessing to Reverend Bernie for the virtue to go through his eyes, cleansing eyes, heal, bless him, especially when he's going to go through his procedure tomorrow. We ask for the healing force to go through all that are here. Reverend Michael Irving, especially, to go through his body, to cleanse the body, to remove any illness in his body easily and comfortably now. Just before we go to those people that have sent in an email request for spiritual healing, I want you to say these words after me. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, I am grateful. Say the words. God Almighty, I am a believer. God Almighty, let me be of service. God Almighty, I am grateful for the blessing I am receiving. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, I look forward to peace and prosperity in my life. God Almighty, bless my community, bless the clergy, and bless the other members of this community who are loving and kind. God Almighty, may I have more light in my life, or understanding in my heart. May virtue go through my body, blessing me. In the name of God Almighty, I am grateful. Hallelujah. This is your blessing. Keep it. Remember this moment. As we now go to those people who are asking, Patty, if you'll read out those requests.
For Virginia, relief from bad knees.
Say that again, I was just modifying the volume.
For Virginia, relief from bad knees.
God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for relief to go to Virginia. Virtue going through her body, relieving, healing, and bringing relief wherever the virtue is needed. Comfortably, easily, now. Amen.
For William, relief from bad knees.
God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for relief to go through William, to bring him relief, to bring him healing throughout his entire body, his mind, and his soul. Amen.
For Juan, relief from bad knees.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for relief to go through this person, to cleanse their body, to bring relief easily and comfortably. Now, feel the virtue. Amen.
For Hannah, to carry a baby full term.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the angels and the mothers above to help Hannah maintain a healthy period till the birth of this baby, to go through this strengthening of the body, to strengthening the womb. A full term will be given that will nurture the child, and a birth will be done easily and with your blessing. Amen.
For Susie, relief from her skin condition.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for a blessing, a virtue to go to Susie, to remove any disease from her skin. I see her putting honey on her skin. The name of all that is holy, may the healing take place, the sooner the better. Amen.
For Martha, relief from ovarian cancer and its pain.
Dear Lord God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go through this person's body, to affect the reproductive centers in the body, to remove any cancerous cells easily and comfortably, to destroy and repel any disease in the body, to cleanse the body. Amen.
For Lavinia, relief from dementia and eyesight loss due to glaucoma.
Dear Lord God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this person's body, in particular into the mental realms, to repair any disease in the mind, allowing the logic and the thinking to return, and also to cleanse the eyes, that sight will be returned easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Michael, relief from a constricted esophagus and an inability to eat and hold any food.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we are grateful for the healing that has taken place and for the healing that will continue to take place, that Michael will be able to swallow easily and comfortably and to digest his food normally and naturally.
We ask for the organs to be repositioned in the body to release of any muscles, fascia, or membrane to allow all things to come into proper order. We are grateful for the virtue going through his body and will continue to go through his body until relief is met. Bless him easily and comfortably now. Amen.
For Emmy, relief from multiple sclerosis, concussion, and memory issues.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for relief of this disease. We ask for the pressures in the back of the skull, in the neck to be relieved. We ask for the healing forces to go through the body to relieve this person of any disease easily and comfortably. May virtue continue to move through the body easily now, that health will be returned easily now. Amen.
For Benny's family, relief from grief at Benny's passing.
Dear Lord God Almighty, God Almighty, for this family, we ask for the angels, the cherubs of comfort and of love to come to this family, that the Spirit will come upon them to relieve their grief, to change their sadness into gladness, that they will remember the love that was shared, that they will come to an understanding and relieve their grief and replace it with comfort and good memories. Amen.
The following are from our chat today. For Terry, relief from a stroke.
God Almighty, we ask for the blood vessels in the body to be dilated. We ask for the brain cells to be electrified or excited, that there will be return to movement easily and naturally, that there will be relief from the stroke. We ask for the virtue to go through their body easily, comfortably now. Amen.
For Mary, for the ability to walk again.
God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, bless Mary with virtue to get up, get up, get up, that she might walk easily, carefully, perhaps with assistance, but to allow the body to be strengthened and the communication in the body now to allow the body to walk, to be ambulatory. We ask in the name of Yeshua the Christ. Amen.
For John, relief from leukemia and bladder issues.
Dear Lord God Almighty, for John, we ask for virtue to go through the body, cleansing the body, strengthening the organs, bringing relief easily and comfortably to all organs in the body. May the body be cleansed, purified, and all disease removed. All crystalline influences in the bladder removed easily and comfortably now. Hallelujah. Amen.
For Kath Ann, for relief from lupus.
We ask for the virtue to go through this person to remove the lupus disease easily and comfortably. Let a burning sensation remove all the disease in the body's immune system to be strengthened, to fiercely reject lupus from this body easily, comfortably now. Hallelujah. Amen.
For Donna, for a successful hip replacement.
Dear Lord God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, may the surgeon's hands be guided. May the surgery go as best as it possibly can, and that the replacement will be successful. In the name of Yeshua the Christ, we are grateful for the intervention and benefits of a successful surgery. Amen.
For Bruce, who passed away suddenly.
Dear Lord God Almighty, God Almighty, please send the angels to welcome Bruce into the heavens and kingdoms above. guide him on his spiritual journey to the highest dimensions or consciousness that he understands. Guide his soul on the paths to his heavenly home, to comfort those who have been left behind. May the angels attend to them. Hallelujah. Amen.
For Fernando, relief from lung cancer.
Dear God Almighty, we are grateful for the healing that has taken place for Fernando. We ask once again on his behalf of those that are meaningful to him and our community that his lung cancer will be reduced, that the cancer cells will be cleansed from the body, that his life will be lengthened. May the angels and Mother Mary bless him and cleanse his lungs, his body of all disease. The sooner the better. Hallelujah. Amen.
For Diane, relief from a broken arm.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask virtue to go into this person's body, to accelerate the healing process, to mend the bones, to repair the tissues easily and comfortably. Hallelujah. Amen.
For Barbara, improvement in walking.
Say that again, I didn't quite hear it.
For Barbara, for both knees and right ankle.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to go through this body for Barbara, that virtue will remove the inflammation in her knees and her ankles easily and comfortably. The circulation in the body will increase easily and comfortably, bringing healing now. We are grateful. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is the last request. For Jamie, relief from eye difficulties.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through Jamie's eyes, through the sight and the vision, to remove any conditions of impairment, that proper sight will be the end result. We are grateful for the healing or blessing that is being given easily and comfortably now. Hallelujah. Amen. And now a blessing to all those people who are not here, to whom we know about, our grandchildren, our children, our brothers and sisters, our parents, for those that are in the world, we ask for a blessing of virtue to go through them, that whatever their needs and whatever their wants, they will be given abundance, that peace and prosperity and blessing will come upon them. Through the name of Yeshua the Christ, we are grateful. In the name of God Almighty, we are grateful. Easily and comfortably, we ask for this blessing to go through their bodies now. Apparently, Max the Wonder Dog is getting a blessing too. In the name of all that is holy, amen, amen, and amen. It was pretty good today. He managed to stay quiet the whole time. Remember to be grateful for all of your life, all of your days, all of the things that come to you. There we go. This concludes the healing portion of our service today. I think we played the music successfully, so we don't need another hymn at this point in time. I will say a closing prayer if you like, Reverend Douglas.
Yes, please.
Most glorious all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-loving God Almighty. We are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for this time we have shared in your word, exploring the path to peace and strength in the face of anxiety. May the truths we have learned be etched in our hearts and minds, and may we apply them in our daily lives. God is everywhere. Help us to cast our cares upon you, to give you our cares and worries, to turn them over to you, knowing that in your way, we will be led to a solution, that we'll be saved, we will receive the benefit. And that you grant us the courage to face the world with our faith and our trust, that we may become examples or beacons of your love to those who are around us. May they take our example as proof of our faith in you, God Almighty. We are grateful to you for your everlasting care, and we pray that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds through Yeshua the Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. I now turn this service back over to you, Reverend Douglas.
Thank you very much.
Any announcements?
There are a few relevant announcements, yes. On Tuesday night, Deacon Dave conducts a Qigong class. Deacon Dave, would you like to provide new people with some information about your class?
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, we've got a new Zoom link. So if you're interested, just contact myself. I'll place my email in the chat. And for revitalizing the virtue energy within you and moving it around, and then finally moving it outside of yourself to help to heal others. Yeah, thank you, Douglas.
Thank you. I can personally speak to the value of it. It's not just increasing the energy in your body, but balancing the energy, which is equally important. So in my view, it's a wonderful class. That's just my perspective. Also, on Wednesday night, we have a search for God. And for new people, if you wish to sign up to receive reminders or receive the links for the classes, simply go to International School of the Prophets. And if you click one of the links at the top, you will be, and you cursor down the page, you will see a link where you can enter your email address and your name, and you will receive an invitation with the link to the class. And on the Search for God, we discuss basically spirituality and how we become closer to God. So, and if you wish to contribute to help us monetarily with our services and help us expand internationally, if you're in Canada, the most appropriate way now is to send an e-transfer to manymansions144@gmail.com. manymansions144@gmail.com. If you are in the United States, again, the easiest way is to send an e-transfer to mmsc.usa@gmail.com. We are expanding our capabilities of receiving other methods of donation. That's new. Contribution, and we will keep you informed. Thank you very much.
Can people look in the chat? If you look higher up, you'll see the email addresses that are there. And again, I remind everybody, you're going to be required to go to internationalschoolofprophets.com, as we are going to have a new link to the Zoom meetings, possibly as early as next week. It's because this link is now being adulterated, or it's Zoom is not, it doesn't seem to be functioning correctly. So, International School of the Prophets, plural, www.thefaithofgod.com. And that website is being updated as we speak. And you'll be able to go there for as the one place to find information to go to Many Mansions in Fort Worth and Many Mansions in Campbellford. And then Many Mansions in Spain and Peru and Poland and other places that are now expressing an interest, even Tennessee. I'm waiting for Paul to smile. Remember the radio show. You can refer your friends and neighbors who might want to listen to the service. You can go to Blog Talk and click on the Global Village or under my name, and you will find that the service is there to listen. You may go and listen to it again if you like. If you thought the service was meaningful to you, please do. You can listen to it as often as you like, but I'd like you to spread it around. Remember, the mission is to try to get 1,000 members here, perhaps by the end of the summer. We have 44 people on board today. We're not sure if there's some issues with the Zoom that is preventing more people from coming. I have had some complaints, Reverend Doug, that people have not been able to get on the meeting. So we're going to try to amend that. Jack is our co-producer, along with producer Paul Hughes, and we are attempting to have a renovation and upgrade to all our services. We do have the Blog Talk Radio, as you may know, but also we have a Zoom presence, and we'll be putting shows on Zoom, on YouTube, and other social media concerning the guests that we have on the radio show, but also to increase the broadcasting of our spiritual services. We are growing. Things are getting better. But as Reverend Douglas says, we need a few dollars. If you can contribute $1,000 as a one-time yearly amount, then we would be grateful. If you can put in $500 or $200, that would be great. And of course, everybody has their economic situations. And if you want to contribute $40 or $50 a month, that would be fine. But we look forward to having you help us, support us, and most importantly, be with us each and every week. You are the bricks in the wall. You are the foundation of our practical Christianity. And we believe our mission is to take the word of God, to illuminate the words of the Christ, and to be an example of miraculous spiritual healings in this time of chaos and need. Remember, you are an enlightened being. You're just finding your way to understanding what that is, but you're already an enlightened being. You have a soul, and all the steps that you're taking now are very, very important to your spiritual growth, your spiritual well-being, to the essence of your soul. I don't think you're going to go to hell. I just think if you don't get it right, you're going to have to come back and do it again. So it behooves everybody to try to do the best they can. Remember, when you make mistakes, it's okay. They're stepping stones to success. I'm going to retire now. It's been a wonderful day with you all. I look forward to talking to you and blessing you, and you blessing me as we continue to take our steps. This is an important time. This time in the world, remember, the sign of the times of the four horsemen, the Euphrates is drying up. The heating of the world, it's the hottest the world has been in 120,000 years. The world needs prayers, it needs believers. And as we believe, we can get the track of the world back to one of peace, or so I believe. Anyway, good evening, my friends, wherever you might be in the world, Peru, Spain, Greece, Australia. I am grateful to have you here, and of course, across the US of A and Canada. May God bless you and keep you. Go with God, be safe, be prosperous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us here every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschooloftheprophets.com. That's internationalschoolofthepropheticom. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.